Let's have it, pal. Got it? And away we go.
Boy, look at him go, boy.
Hey, let's get him to break the school track records.
Yeah, I bet you he can.
Flintstone, Flintstone, rah, rah, rah.
The record, Fred.
Hooray for me.
Come on now. Make sure you got it right. That's it. Now lift it. Up. Up. Steady now. Careful. Good. Good so far. Okay, now put it on the pile with the others. Easy does it. Lay it down careful and don't toss it. If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, don't toss the rock.
And in the future, our prices will be much lower. Yours very truly, etc., etc., etc. Send it right out.
Yes, Mr. Slate.
Yes, Miss Birthstone.
Hey, Mr. Rockhart to see you.
Oh, yes, the efficiency expert. Send him in.
Yes, Mr. Slate.
There you are, Mr. Rockhart. I want you to make any changes necessary around here. We've got to cut our expenses.
Yes. Well, I will check the employees' records first, Mr. Slade, and get rid of the dead wood.
Good, good. We don't want any round pegs in square holes. Or is it squares in round pegs? Well, anyway, we don't want any.
Hey, Fred.
What do you want, Charlie?
The boss wants to see you right away.
Oh, boy, I'll get nothing done today. If it isn't one thing, it's another. Okay, take me up to the office. Now, see if you can do that right. All right, now up, up, up. Steady now. Easy does it. Okay, move me a little closer to the cliff. Won't you ever learn?
Flintstone! Lying down on the job, eh?
Oh, no, Mr. Slate. I was hurrying to get to you, sir.
Yes, well, step inside, Flintstone. I want you to meet our new efficiency expert, Mr. Rockhart.
Efficiency expert?
Now, Mr. Flintstone, I see by your record that you did not finish high school.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, I don't like him.
I was sick the last couple of weeks in school, and I didn't graduate.
That's too bad, Mr. Flintstone.
Yeah? How come?
Well, under our new rule, every employee must have a high school diploma, or he must be terminated.
Terminated? Like a bug?
No, that's exterminated.
Oh.
To be terminated means you are fired.
Fired? For just 2 weeks away from my diploma?
Rules are rules, Mr. Flintstone.
Just a moment, Mr. Rockhart. I'd like a word with you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Slade.
Fred, please wait outside a minute.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy, my career is over. One gravel pit in town, and the only wife I know is gravel pitting.
Flintstone.
Yeah, Mr. Slade.
Fred. I talked it over with Rockhart and explained to him how you're the best bowler on our company bowling team, and we don't want to lose you. So, you can have your job back if you go to high school for 2 weeks.
High school?
The company will pay your salary for the 2 weeks. You get your diploma, and you can have your job back. Now, what do you say?
What can I say? I gotta save my job. I'll do it. Oh, boy, back to high school at my age. It's a good thing Mr. Slate called the school to enroll me. I'd be too embarrassed to do it myself.
Gee, what a tough day I had today. Well, Fred will be here soon to pick me up. And will I be glad to see him? I'm bushed.
How am I going to tell Wilma? What wife wants to be married to a high school boy?
Here comes good old Freddy now. Hiya, Fred. Right on time, fella. Well, of all the low-down tricks, he passed me right up.
Is that you, Fred?
Yeah, it's me.
Sit down, Fred. Your dinner's ready. Oh, I've had such a trying day, Fred. I had to spend all afternoon in the beauty parlor. And the dryer wasn't working right. And the girl let the solution in my hair too long. It was just one of those days when everything goes wrong.
You can say that again. The company is sending me to school.
School? Why, that's wonderful.
What's so wonderful about it?
Well, a company doesn't send an employee to school for training unless they have something in mind.
Oh, they have something in mind, all right.
Oh, I knew it. They're going to make you an executive. Oh, I'm so proud of you, Fred. Going to executive school.
Wilma.
Eat your dinner, dear, while I run over and tell Betty the good news.
Well, that does it. Now I don't dare tell her it's high school.
Some dinner. One measly little brontosaurus chop.
And they'll probably make Fred a vice president at least.
You know, we thought Fred must have something on his mind because he passed right by Barney and poor Bernie had to walk all the way home.
And those cobblestones got my feet all swolled up.
Oh, I hope you both will forgive Fred.
Of course, Wilma.
Thanks. I'll see you later.
Barney, how is it your boss never sent you to school?
Well, I guess he figures I'm smart enough.
Bet if you asked him, he would.
Well, maybe. If I asked him.
Well, ask him.
No, Betty, no.
You going to ask him?
No. Cut it out. Stop, Betty. Okay. Okay. I'll ask him.
Okay, I'll ask him. Gee, what a life.
It's your first day of school, Fred. Now pay attention to the teacher.
I will.
Got a handkerchief?
Yeah, here.
Don't lose your lunch money.
I won't. I'll tie it in my handkerchief. Goodbye, Wilma.
Goodbye, Fred. I mean, Mr. Flintstone, gravel pit superintendent.
The things a guy has to do to hold a job these days. Oh, boy, I bet those kids will give me the works. Well, there it is, Bedrock High School. Used to have a great bunch here in my day, but kids ain't what they used to be.
Here comes that Mr. Flintstone the principal told us about.
Yeah, and he asked us to treat him like any other new student.
Well, he's got his own car. That's the kind of new student we like.
Well, he goes right past all those kids. Oh, boy, they'll really razz me.
Hi, Fred.
Welcome to Bedrock High.
Morning, Fred.
Be seeing you, Fred.
Welcome, Freddy Flintstone.
Nice car you got, Fred.
Hiya, gang. Gee, what a nice bunch of kids.
Yes, Mr. Flintstone, they are a nice group of students, and they will regard you as one of them while you are here.
I appreciate that, sir.
Good, good. Now, report to Miss Stonewall in room 17.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll study hard.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, teacher.
Good morning, Miss Stonewall.
Good morning, Freddy. I want you to feel at home.
Thank you, Miss Stonewall. Home was never like this.
Now, for our geology question, what does the substrata of the town of Bedrock consist of? Rocky, can you answer that? Sandy? Crystal? See if you can answer that, Freddy.
The substrata under the town of Bedrock consists of sandstone, granite, slate, and crushed alluvial deposits compressed into a sheet-like mass of sedimentary rock and ice with a topsoil layer 3 feet in depth.
My, that's very good, Freddy.
Thank you, Miss Stonewall. I learned that the hard way.
And now, boys and girls, you have a free period.
Yay!
You may go too, Freddy.
Yay!
Come on, Freddy boy! Right in the old bucket.
Okay, buddy boys, watch this shot!
Yay! Nice shot, Freddy! Hey, let's go down to the malt shop.
Yeah, in your car. I'll drive.
Ray from Flintstone!
Good old Freddy boy!
Our new star athlete!
Go, Freddy, go! Go, go, go! Go, Freddy, go! Go, go, go!
Keep going, Fred!
That's his stuff, pal.
Abba-dabba-doo-oo!
He did it! He did it!
A new record! 34 malts!
Have you seen Fred? He isn't home from school yet, and I'm beginning to worry about him.
Oh, that must be him now, Wilma.
I'd better go and see if he's all right.
We'll come over too, Wilma.
Oh, boy. I made it.
Fred, what happened? I was so worried.
I never.
Oh, you poor dear. You better sit down. Dinner's all ready.
Oh, not hungry, Wilma. I want to go to bed. Hey, did you hear that, Betty?
Fred said he wasn't hungry.
Oh, I wish we had a tape recorder. Nobody will believe me.
Poor Fred. He must have worked him too hard the first day. I'm going to make Fred quit that executive school.
Good idea, Wilma.
Executives are prone to breakdowns, Wilma. School softens them up.
Fred, please don't go to school today.
I have to go. They're dependent on me.
But they're working you too hard, Fred.
I can't stay home. Beat it, Dino. There's important things to do today. Let's have it, pal. Got it? And away we go.
Boy, look at him go, boy.
Hey, let's get him to break the school track record.
Yeah, I bet you he can.
Flintstone! Flintstone! Rah, rah, rah!
Yay, Fred! You broke the record, Fred!
Hooray for me!
He's taking off for the broad jump!
Look at him go!
He's over the fence!
What a star!
Hey, Fred, you broke another record!
If that's all I broke, I'm lucky. Oh, my aching back.
That must be Fred. Sit down, Fred. Dinner's ready.
Oh, no dinner. Not hungry. Ooh, bad, 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 bad.
Fred, what's the matter? What are they doing to you at that executive school?
Ooh.
You get right to bed, Fred, and no more school.
Oh.
A promotion isn't worth all this.
It sure is odd they're working Fred so hard, Wilma.
I just don't understand it.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Wilma. If Fred insists on going to executive school tomorrow, I'll follow him and see what he's doing.
Barney, would you do that for me?
Oh, sure, Wilma. Why not? I'm a real sweet guy.
I tell you, I have to go to school for the full 2 weeks.
But, Fred, I don't care if you don't become an executive.
You'll care if I don't finish the 2 weeks, I guarantee it.
Barney, Fred just left. I couldn't stop him.
Okay, Wilma. I'll put a tail on him. That's detective talk.
Well, stop detective talking and start detective moving.
Right, Sarge?
I wish I didn't have to graduate. I'm getting a leg stool. I got a funny feeling I'm being followed.
Boy, I ducked just in time.
No one in sight. I guess all this education is sharpening up my sensitivities.
Fred's going into the high school. I didn't know executives learned with kids. This is getting to be a real genuine mystery like on TV.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, teacher.
I'll look in the window. Maybe I can see what's tiring Fred out.
Now, you'll wear that dunce cap, Fred, until you apologize to Crystal for dipping her hair in the ink.
I apologize, Crystal. I'll never do it again.
This is executive school. Oh, that shouldn't tire Fred.
All right, boys and girls. Nutrition.
Come on, Freddy. Abba-dabba-doo.
I'll try, Fred.
To the mall shop, James.
One thing, Fred's sure popular here, and that teenage stuff would be tiring to a guy his age.
Go, Freddy, go! Go, go, go! Go, Freddy, go! Go, go, go!
About trying to break the record for drinking maltage, Fred.
Okay, pal, stop the music.
Yay, Fred!
Gee, what a workout. Teenagers, phooey.
47? 48? 49?
Keep going, Fred.
Yay, a new record, Fred. 49 more.
Abba-dabba-doo.
I could have made 50 if I hadn't eaten those 10 Bronco burgers.
Oh, that's going to spoil your dinner tonight, Fred.
It spoils my dinner every night, Barney. Barney? Well, what are you doing here?
That's my question, Fred.
It's hard to explain.
Try, Fred.
Okay. Let's go outside and I'll explain it to you. It's only a couple of days more and I get my diploma and my job back. So you see the bind I'm in, Barney?
Yeah, I do, Fred. Wilma married to a high school boy.
It ain't funny, Barney.
Oh, don't worry, Fred. I won't tell the girls.
Thank you, Barn. I better go back in. The gang's waiting.
Hey, Fred is back.
Hooray!
Go, Freddy, go! Go, go, go! Go, Freddy, go! Go, go, go!
Who'd have thunk it? Fred, an overage teenager.
What do you mean you can't tell us what Fred is doing?
Well, I promise not to snitch.
Oh, knock it off, Barney. What's Fred doing?
All I can say, Wilma, is that it's real important that Fred finish school. Before it finishes him. Oh, here he comes now.
Put me to bed. I'm not hungry. Bad.
Fred hasn't eaten dinner in over a week.
Maybe he's snacking during the day.
Snacking, she says. 49 malts and 10 Bronto burgers. Snacking.
Well, Coach, how does the big football game this afternoon shape up?
Terrible, terrible. We're gonna get clobbered. If we only had one man that had weight and power.
Oops. I'm sorry.
Why don't you look where you're going, you big lummox?
Tut-tut. No calling the students' names, you know.
This is a student?
Freddy Flintstone, sir.
Come on, son. Let's talk things over down on the football field. Okay, boys, go over the plays so Fred will learn them for this afternoon.
Right, Coach. We'll use the T-formation.
T-formation, gotcha.
On 7-8-14, right guard takes one step back with a lateral hole indicating an off-tackle forward pass.
Right, I got it.
I see you got a new spray gun, Wilma. Looks like a good one.
Yeah, and a heavy one, too.
Hey, girls, how'd you like to go to the football game? Sam Boulder can't go this afternoon, so he gave me his two tickets. And with a ticket I have, that makes three.
Oh, goody, we can all go.
That's wonderful.
I'll say it's wonderful. My ribs were getting sore.
Too bad Fred had to go to executive school today.
Well, his career is more important than a football game.
That's right.
Well, come on, girls, let's go.
The Stony Creek team has just come onto the field. And here comes the Bedrock team. They don't seem to have the weight and power that the visiting team has. But what am I saying? Wow!
Look at the size of that kid.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's a lot bigger than the other kids.
And a lot older, too. I thought he'd be in the crowd, not on the team.
Barney, stop mumbling.
And here's the kickoff. It's a long, high, beautiful end-over-end. The big fat kid on the Bedrock team is going for it. And he's got it. He's running back for the ball. A Stony Creek tackler is after him. And another one. The big kid's hard to stop. And he's over for a touchdown. How about that?
Yay, Fred, attaboy, good old Fred.
Fred? Fred who?
Flintstone, Flintstone, Rah, Rah, Flintstone.
Well, that answers your question.
Barney, how come Fred's down there playing football?
Well, it's a long story, Wilma.
I've got the time.
So have I.
Well, it's like this. Fred's boss called him in the other day, and he says, I got an ex-fishing expedition. So you see, Fred did it to save his job.
Well, in a case like this, Wilma, there's only one thing to do.
Right, let's do it.
Flintstone! 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 Rob! Rob! Flintstone!
Yay!
Freddy! Rob! Rob! Rob!
Stony Creek's powerful quarterback has the ball. He's out in the open, driving hard for a touchdown. Uh-oh, he stopped for the big practice. Stony Creek is losing ground. The quarterback is being tackled. All the way back to the scrimmage line. There's a fumble. The ball is recovered by the big fat kid. What a powerhouse. He's carrying the whole Stony Creek team over the goal line.
Yay!
A touchdown!
Yes! Flintstone! Flintstone! Rah, rah, rah!
Here comes the kick for point. If Bedrock makes it, they win. The ball is lined up by the big fat kid. This is a tense moment. Here comes the kick. It looks good. Straight for the goalposts. And Flintstone is making sure by holding on to the ball. How about that, boys and girls?
Yes! Fred won the game.
Let's hurry home before Fred. We'll surprise him.
He'll never suspect we were here today.
Here he comes. Now act natural.
Oh, my aching back.
Ooh. Hi, Fred. Tough day at executive school today?
I'll say it was one of the toughest ones yet. I'm bushed.
Here, Fred. 7, 16, 14. Lateral, hold, off tackle.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yes, Fred, and you're wonderful.
Well, in that case, you're all invited to my graduation.
Charles Cobblestone. Congratulations, Charles.
Thank you, sir.
Fred Flintstone.
I'm so proud of Fred.
We are too, Wilma.
As our most senior graduate, would you say a few words, Fred?
Be glad to, sir. Fellow students, these 2 weeks have convinced me that high school is for the young because only the young can take it. And I'm not kidding. No, my aching back!